It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, 2014 marks the 20th anniversary of NAFTA, the North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement. When NAFTA was passed in 1994, America's national elected officials, from the president down, praised NAFTA as a new way to get countries working together, create jobs for Americans, and benefit America's economy. As I said 20 years ago, looking to create jobs for American workers outside of America is a guarantee that workers from other countries would benefit and job opportunities for American workers would decrease. That has certainly been the case, and 20 years after NAFTA's enactment, there continues to be very little effort by America's national leaders to change or reverse the agreement that has negatively affected American workers, businesses, and economy. I'm sure if any of us saw that American workers were losing jobs and livelihoods, they would take action to rectify NAFTA or any agreement that did not promote the well-being of America and American workers. I'm urging you to contact your national elected leaders and press for the passage of agreements that benefit American workers and the businesses that employ them. And for your convenience, on the bottom of the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, there is an easy-to-use contact your local officials link that lists the name, postal, and email addresses, as well as the telephone numbers of your national and state-level elected officials. Contact them and let them know how you feel about expanding jobs for American workers. Your participation with this very special effort is very important. This is Michael Blehosh. Tune in to American Workers Radio every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 860 a.m., broadcasting in Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can listen to live broadcasts or to rebroadcast from the links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.